Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The headline in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today reads, Robocalls show racial split on gay marriage. Black churches, usually liberal, balk at issue. Now, there's not a lot of news there. That's quite true. It's quite true that there is a segment of the U.S. population, often unreferenced, that has serious concerns about the redefinition of marriage. Joining us to talk about African-American pastors speaking out against attempts to redefine marriage, especially here in the state of Illinois, Bishop Lance Davis. He's senior pastor of New Zion Covenant Church in Dalton, Illinois, and a member of the African-American Clergy Coalition. Bishop Davis, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Pastor Todd, for having me.
Are you catching any heat from your parishioners for your public position in favor of traditional marriage?
Absolutely not. For the most part, we have a typical congregation, but most congregations are not in opposition at all to our public stance concerning, this Senate Bill 10 and same-sex marriage. In fact, many pastors are receiving heat from their parishioners as to why they're not saying more about this particular issue. Needless to say, it's been quite lonely. No one is really come in opposition to our stance, especially within our church.
What would Senate Bill 10 in the state of Illinois do?
We're more concerned, just like they're trying to push the morning after pill. We're looking at the morning after the bill. What will happen to our children in education if, in fact, this bill should pass? If the bill passes, we already know that there are no special parts of this bill. There's nothing extra that the gay and lesbian community, the LGBT community, will receive if, in fact, this bill is passed. They get nothing other than the nomenclature of marriage. We've gone through it, poured through civil unions. We can't really find the difference. And for us, we believe that the goal, especially when you look at the words of Masha Gessen, who is a strong international LGBT activist, who stated that the ultimate goal is not to solidify marriage or to undergird marriage or to validate marriage, but it is to destroy marriage. And she believes that, trying to say that we believe or they believe in gay marriage is essentially a lie.
How do you respond to the likes of, and quoted in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch story, Jonathan Smith, he's a professor of African-American studies at St. Louis University, who says that the robocall campaigns that are urging African-American churches and their parishioners to be aware of what's going on in Illinois with regard to the definition of marriage, he just says this is just big neoconservative megachurches under some high-profile black figures, and they aren't actually traditional black churches. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. That person doesn't know our demographic, and he doesn't know the African-American church, which tends, one of the articles I've read there in St. Louis, is that, for the most part, African-American churches and their parishioners are very conservative. And so that information is not true. If you want to look at polls, and you look at children who grew up in schools where there was no prayer, where the whole mention of the Bible was removed, when you begin to look at how they typically go after a certain age group and a certain demographic to ask them, what is their stance on same-sex marriage? Well, yeah, people are saying, well, I don't care. Let people do whatever they want to do. They are not polling African-American churches. They're basically polling a group of people or a demographic that they are trying to get an answer from the African-American community. But for the most part, people are incensed. And when you look at older African-Americans, specifically Christians, they really can't believe that such a debate is even raging. I mean, they believe that they're in some nightmare of a world as it relates to this whole discussion of it. Should a marriage be between two men? I mean, they look with not only disgust, but absolute, you know, concern for our country that we're even debating such an issue.
Has the recent public announcement on the part of President Obama in favor of same-sex marriage, do you think it's caused any greater attention in the African-American community to the issue?
Absolutely. I believe that what he has done is use his position as an African-American to sway the African-American public opinion concerning same-sex marriage and the special privileges given to same-sex couples. What has happened is that they have made it, I say they, not knowing exactly who they are, but if I have a governor who, as well as the president of the United States, as well as the mayor of the largest city in the state, pushing for same-sex marriage, but have never pushed for, prison reforms, where we are the place that is called the prison industrial complex. As it relates to education, we're closing down schools. We have no way of determining how we're going to properly educate our children. We are in a state of despair, and everyone said that it was because the African-American community, lacks family values, lacks traditional family. Now, in the state where our children are getting murdered by senseless criminals, now we're saying, well, let's undo the family altogether. Let's redefine what the family is. And the African-American community can ill afford to do that.
Is it fair to compare the civil rights struggles of African-Americans in the 20th century to the struggles by lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered Americans in the 21st century?
Let's think about it. You know, many of the people that I know, especially within my church and within my ecumenical affiliation, when we listen to the LGBT community compare their plight to the misery of African people in this country, especially those who have been either hung, burned at the stake, who were castrated, those who lost their property, their businesses, those whose children. We're not talking about slavery. We're talking about post-slavery, and we're talking about Jim Crow and laws that basically codified the whole process of black misery. And you compare that to, what's taking place as it relates to sexuality, which is a choice. We were told that it was a DNA issue, that people were born that way. Now we're being told that children ought to have a choice as to what sexual orientation they're going to have. It's apples and oranges. It's night and day, and I don't believe that comparison should be made at all.
Bishop Lance Davis is senior pastor of New Zion Covenant Church in Dalton, Illinois, and he's a member of the African American Clergy Coalition. Bishop Davis, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back in hour two of Issues, Etc. on this Monday afternoon, the 13th of May, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker. The Sunday approaching is the Sunday of Pentecost. Its significance is greater than just 50 days after resurrection. That's important, but its greater significance is that it is the sending of the Holy Spirit. Some would say the birth of the church, but it's not the only sending of the Holy Spirit that there ever has been. Jesus, on the eve of his resurrection, goes to his disciples and he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." He promises them the Holy Spirit. He gives it to them. But on the day of Pentecost, something happens that didn't happen before. Something happens with the disciples that hadn't happened completely before. And we'll find out what that is. We'll be in Acts chapter 2, the first 21 verses with Pastor Tom Baker in hour 2 of Issues, Etc. on this Monday afternoon. Whether it is trying to redefine what life is, or trying to redefine what the family and what marriage is, we live in an age of redefinition, where nothing is solid under your feet, or I guess we should say if the culture had its way, nothing would be solid under your feet or your children's feet. Everything would be shifting sand. All the definitions would be fluid. There's no solid place to stand, which is why Christians do not set their compass by the wandering stars of the culture. How many times do we have to be taught this lesson? How many times do we have to have this lesson demonstrated to us that the wandering stars of the culture provide no clear compass for us, either morally or socially, certainly not spiritually? The church will stand adamant, setting its direction to the only true North Star that is God's Word, and we will be hated for it. But that is simply the plight we have been given as those who are bound to God's Word and to our faith in Jesus Christ. We are, as the Apostle reminds us, strangers and aliens here. We'll be right back with Hour 2.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel, more than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.